For a second time in just 1 week, Pope Benedict XVI has called for more to be done for the protection of creation. In his Angelus address yesterday, he particularly encouraged industrialized countries to work together so that the poorest populations are not the ones to bear the heaviest burden for climate change.
Pope Benedict was looking towards a conference that opened today at the United Nations in Geneva. Over the next 5 days, experts will search for ways to help countries cope with the effects of climate change, such as an increase in floods and droughts.
Rene Gomez is a senior officer at the UN's Rome-based Food and Agriculture Organization. He told Linda Bordoni that getting long-term forecasts right is key to helping prevent ruined crops and stave off starvation for many poor nations.
Climate variability is really one of the main factors behind food insecurity. Climate variability is the high-frequency variation. It's a sunny day, it's a rainy day. You have a dry week, a wet week, a dry month, a wet month, and a dry year and a wet year that follow each other not quite randomly, but in a very unpredictable way. And this is why if a farmer, for instance, does not know whether it's going to rain in May, when he's normally planting his crop, well, he will not be able to make any arrangements should it not rain in May. If he knew in advance that it will not rain in May this year, he could go for another crop, he could go for a different variety, so he could do much better planning than now. The problem now is that people do their farming in such a way that it is suitable for average conditions, but they never know whether the conditions are going to be average or not. This is why variability is very important.
Does this mean that you're aiming to maybe give some instruments to, say, farmers in more vulnerable areas of the earth?
This is certainly the intention of the conference, to make sure that, one, the quality of short-term forecasts increases, so that would really allow people to take advanced measures. Two, we want the forecasts to be made available to people in a way which they understand. Most African villages now can be reached by telephone, to make sure that this advice can be channeled to the local level, so that people can really take advantage of it and take at least part of the risk out of their farming.